Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Aloha and welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you with the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, and more. I encourage you to ask questions through our website at reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. I say aloha as I just got back from Hawaii and the beautiful island of Kauai. I enjoyed a week there with my beautiful wife and some family friends. Saw whales breaching, snorkeling with turtles, and many colorful fish. The state bird Nini and the monk seals. Why they're endangered, I have no idea. I saw thousands of them. So at any rate, it was a lot of fun. It was very rainy. Muddy rivers made it amazing for countless waterfalls, though. So overall, a really great time. I'm glad to be back with you, and let's go right at it here for today's program. We're going to answer some questions first and give you the behind-the-curtains look at VA loans and how to tell where interest rates are trending. Before we dive into this week's program, let's answer some questions and comments from our last show. Carol asks, it used to be that certain negative debt could be on your report for only 7 years. Is that still true? What if the debt is sold to a new agency? Does the 7 years start all over again? Hey, great question, Carol. Indeed, most of your negative credit will drop off after 7 years from the date of the last activity or resolution, with the exception of recorded items such as a BK, bankruptcy, or tax liens. When I say last date of resolution or activity, keep in mind that if you had a collection on there that started 3 years ago and you paid it off this year, it would be on there 7 years from now because your payoff was the most recent activity on that account. So 7 years plus whatever time you took to resolve it. Mike sent in the following question. Bankruptcy versus bad credit score, which is worse? Thanks, Mike, but I think we can all agree that filing a bankruptcy will lower your credit score. Bankruptcy is a legal and legitimate way to reboot your credit life. As a professional, I cannot give you a blank statement that BK is the best course of action. However, contact me on the website for an off-the-air conversation to your specific concerns, and I'll go into that with you. Glenn sends us an email asking, can you list reporting agencies again? Sure, Glenn. It is Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Remember that Equifax has an extra, Equifax had a data breach of over 140 million customers last year, so I recommend that everyone put a freeze on their credit for each credit reporting agency. So not just Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, do it for all of them. And prevent any unauthorized use of credit, you put a freeze on them. So you'll contact each one. You'll ask them to freeze your account. That way, they'll have to contact you before they'll respond to any inquiry or new credit. So it prevents a lot of unauthorized accounts and a lot of identity theft just by doing that freeze. Doesn't change your credit score at all, and it sometimes becomes an inconvenience when you do make a credit report if they can't reach you, but overall, it's a good idea. Debbie asks the question on our website, since insurance companies look at credit, will filing a bankruptcy change my rate significantly? Great question, Debbie. Probably not if you already have a policy in place. However, if you're shopping for a new policy, you may expect a higher quote after filing a bankruptcy, meaning that your existing customer, they're probably not going to change the rate on you for insurance purposes. If you're a new customer looking for a new policy, they might have a premium for that. Lee sent in a question about reverse mortgages. Can I own other property and have a reverse mortgages? Hey, that's a very common question and a good question, Lee. Yes, you can. A big yes. The reverse mortgage can only be on your primary home, however, and it is callable if you leave the residence or lease it out. So you could have 100 different homes if you wanted, but the one with the reverse mortgage would have to be your primary home. And you can't have more than one reverse mortgage, obviously, because you can't really have more than one primary residence. So anyway, there's no limit to the number of properties you own, whether it be rentals or second homes or how they're financed. Just a great question, Lee. Francis sends in the following question to our website at reloans.com. What if our spouse needs... what if I or my spouse cannot be in the home for an extended time? Meaning, let's say one of us have had a stroke and we need to be out of the house in a recovery residence or something along those lines. Not a problem as long as one of you still resides in the home. However, if there's only one spouse left, and you need to be in a recovery residence of some sort, whether you suffered a stroke or a broken hip or something along those lines, what would happen is that you would be asked to get a doctor's opinion as to the probability of coming back to the home and being able to live there. So you could be away for 6 months or more. But the doctor's opinion would say that you're recovering well and the probability of your going back home is great. That's probably what they might ask for and would be adequate. So that's one of the questions that Francis asked, and a great question. If you have other scenarios or about reverse mortgages, go to my website and download our free booklet, Better Retirement with a Reverse Mortgage, at the reloans.com website, and go to our reverse mortgage page. So I think that's all the questions we've gotten. I appreciate them. They're great to have, and enjoy going over those with you. Now we're going to go show me the money or the credit, as the case may go, for today's show. Let's go to the heart of the show, pull back the curtain about the myths and the benefits and pros and cons, I guess, of a VA loan. First of all, what is a VA loan and who's eligible? Well, VA loan is a loan that's guaranteed by the U.S. government and the VA Department of Veterans Affairs. It's available to those who have served in the armed forces, Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, National Guard, either active or honorable discharge is quite okay. And that would all, I did say National Guard and Reserves. As long as you've had the uniform, first of all, thank you for wearing the uniform and providing security to our country. This is a benefit for those that have been in the military, and it's a great, great program for home ownership. My son, who just got a VA loan while he's in the Army National Guard, and it would have taken him another 3 years to get his qualification, but by being deployed to an active combat area, he received immediate eligibility. So if you may think you're not eligible or whatnot, there's a way to find out. Actually, to get your certificate of eligibility or your COE, you can go to my website at reloans.com, and there's a link that I have there to the VA website for your COE or certificate of eligibility, and it'll show your code and an entitlement amount. It's a quick way to find out if you're eligible for the VA loan. And again, that's reloans.com. It's under my application checklist, and you'll see the link there. Okay. The other issues here on this is that one of the major misconceptions about the VA loan is that I've used my VA loan long ago and I'm no longer eligible. That's not true. It's absolutely false. You can use this benefit as many times as you want. In fact, you can have multiple VA loans in your name at the same time. I'll explain that a little bit more here. A lot of people think that once they've used it, it's one and done. That's not correct. You can use the VA loan over and over and over, and there's no limit to the number of times you can use it. What happens is that your VA entitlement dwindles. If you got two out at one time, or let's say you sold your home and the VA loan was assumed by the new buyer, your entitlement would go down, but it wouldn't prevent you from using it again. So long as you have some entitlement, it's available. So that's a huge misconception for many. Sellers will not accept a VA loan offer as there are so many fees that the seller must take on. No longer true. Sellers are a little more educated about the VA loan process as well, but the veteran has the ability to pay many, many more fees than they used to. So while a veteran is not allowed to pay some specific fees, this is usually negotiated with the purchase contract. For example, the veteran is typically not allowed to pay a processing fee. Well, for the most part, lenders pick that up, and it's a fee that's not charged or paid for by the seller. So the seller fees are really negotiated as with any other contract and not a big deal. Okay, tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll discuss the features of the VA loan and the loan program. Be back in a moment.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 34130937.
Hey, welcome back to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, Dave Brown. If you're just now joining us, we were discussing the VA loan program and the pros and cons of the product. First of all, the pros. Let's go over that with the VA loan. Number one, it's one of two loans that I'm familiar with that offers 100% financing. So there's no down payment required. Let me repeat that. 100% of your purchase price is financed, no down payment required. That's huge. If you have that benefit for the VA, it's well worth it. So no down payment. That's way cool. There's also no mortgage insurance required. The FHA requires mortgage insurance, as do other loan programs. If it's an 80% loan or more, you're going to have to pay a mortgage insurance premium. This is not the case with a VA loan. You don't have any mortgage insurance to deal with, and it makes a huge difference in your monthly payment. So And that's true, too, of a jumbo. When I say jumbo, up to $625,000 with no down payment. Come on, where else can you get that? That's kind of a cool deal. So, and in actuality, loans actually go up to $1.5 million for the VA. You're not going to get 100% financing at that level, but that gives you an idea of the flexibility. Another pro for the VA loan is that they have higher debt-to-income ratios, all the way up to 50%. Compared to others, they typically drop off at 45% debt-to-income ratio. And the VA loan, they also allow for what's called the residual income and trailing spouse income. So what they're looking for is, let's say, for example, if I'm doing a conforming loan and we're transferred to a new area because I've got a new job. Well, we're transferring to that area, and my wife also works, but she hasn't found a job yet. She's going to wait till we get there. They won't include any of that income for a conforming loan, but the VA will include that income. So let's say she's a school teacher, for example, and it takes another, you know, semester for her to get onto a school district. Well, they'll include that income as if she was already there, which is very cool as well. So they understand the VA. They know about moving families, and they've calculated all that out, and it works really well. So, and they do allow for the higher ratios if necessary. One thing we said earlier, you can use it over and over again, which is a great benefit. There's no limit to the number of times you've utilized it, and the limit's based upon your remaining entitlement. So even if your entitlement was little or nothing, you could still get a VA loan. You may not get the 100% financing if your entitlement's been well spent or not yet restored, but that's still available to you, which has other benefits. That we're going to go down that list. The VA loan is available for a purchase, for a refinance, and it's even available for construction financing. So if you're building a new home on a lot, you could get a VA construction loan and do a one close transaction with them. That's kind of cool. The streamline refinance, which is initial is a IRRRL. The government and the military love acronyms and initials. It stands for the Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan. So the IRRL, IRRRL, is an economic benefit to veterans. Why is that? Because you can get the refinance without an appraisal. Usually, you can get 100% of the value of the home if you have built up equity. And what they're looking for in that is they're an economic benefit to the veteran. So if you've lowered your payment by $50, you're going to get that loan. If you're extending the term from a 15 to a 30, you'll probably get that loan. So it's a great program. And you don't have to pay all the cost all over again. So that's their streamline benefit. Often overlooked is the assumability feature of the VA loan. That's huge. And you don't have to be a veteran to assume it. So what that means is if I've got a property for $500,000, I have a $400,000 VA loan at... I just locked one in at, let's say, 4.25%, but the market today, or when you sell it, is 5.5%. You can sell that loan and the property to the new buyer. So your new buyer is going to get a 4.25% loan in a 5.5% market. Not a bad deal. It adds value to the property and makes it worth all the more. So might help from that perspective. And you get to get another VA loan. Again, you may not get your full entitlement, but you'll be able to get another VA loan. So that's huge. And I want to repeat myself that you can, a non-veteran person can assume the loan. It still has to be approved by the VA, but typically, as long as they qualify under the guidelines, they can get the assumption of that loan. Don't forget that there's also surviving spouse benefits. So if you're a veteran and you've been disabled or killed in action, the spouse may also have this benefit available. So make sure that they inquire with the VA services to see if they have surviving spouse benefits for the VA loan. So just because they haven't served, as long as they were married to the veteran at the time, they probably still have it. Another feature is that they allow for manufactured homes. So mobile homes and things of that nature are not out of the question. It would need to be on a separate parcel, or the land underneath the mobile home or manufactured home would need to be owned fee simple, not leased like in a mobile home park. But let's say you have a lot, 1 acre lot out here east of Santa Maria, and it's got water and power, and you want to put a manufactured home on it, you could finance that with the VA. Interest rates, there's a benefit there. Interest rates are typically 0.25% better, and this is because it's guaranteed by the Veterans Administration. So the market is looking at that guarantee and saying, hey, I can do that at a lower interest rate because my losses are going to be less because it's guaranteed by the Veterans Administration. So that's a huge feature by itself, is that you'll get a lower interest rate than most other lenders or programs. As I said earlier, another benefit is that loan amounts can go all the way up to $1.5 million. Granted, you won't get the full 100% loan at that level, but you need to examine the loan balance and the available entitlement to find out what amount of loan you could qualify for. So those are most of the benefits that I can come up with on a VA loan. Some of the cons to a VA loan: there is a funding fee, and the funding fee can be a bit expensive depending upon the nature of your, if you were enlisted, whether you're in reserves or active military. And it ranges from zero if you're exempt to 3.3% of the loan amount. So if I have $100,000 loan amount, it would be $300. So the if you get to if you're an exempt veteran, and the exemption usually comes if you have any sort of disability payment coming to you from the VA, you're probably exempt. And when you get your certificate of eligibility from that link I told you about earlier, it will tell you if you're exempt or not as well. So you don't have to guess about it. So before I quote somebody as to what it's going to cost, I'm going to ask them for that certificate of eligibility so we can drill down and be specific instead of general. It also makes a difference whether you're a first-time user or if you used it multiple times. There's a premium for those that have used it multiple times. The other con is that it's only for your primary home. You can't use the VA loan for a rental or investment properties. That's when you make your purchase. Now, if you're reassigned to a new area or deployed in some other area of the country, you can still keep that loan in place and rent out the property, but that's not why you got it. You got it because you were purchasing the property for your primary residence. Okay, one of the other cons, if you will, is I want you to get ready for some junk mail. There's going to be a lot of unsolicited refinance offers coming at you. The reason that is that it's public knowledge after the loan closes, and there are many companies that purchase these lists for VA loans because I told you how convenient the refinancing was, the IRL, as I called it, you're going to get a lot of solicitations from other companies that want to refinance your VA loan, either to a lower AR, adjustable rate program known as an ARM, or just use the interest rate reduction refinance loan. And that's typically, unless it's gone down a lot, you probably won't want to do it. If you're in a lower interest rate market, by all means, go ahead, but be advised you're going to get some of that junk mail. And then we also talked a little bit about a con or a non-benefit is the seller reluctance to a VA loan because of the past fee structures. Well, that can be overcome with some education, educating the seller, educating the realtor as to the changes in the VA and the fact that the veteran can pay more of those costs and or they can negotiate it. And they can also use a little creativity with the nomenclature as to what they call it. It's no longer a fee. It's a cost of a discount or something along those lines that they can pay for. So if you have a good loan officer, they hopefully they're a little creative with some nomenclature as well if you need that. Overall, I think the VA loan program is awesome. If you've earned the eligibility, it's awesome, a way to thank our men and women who have put on the uniform and served our great country. And to all veterans, thank you for your service. Now I'm going to go on a little bit and give you some trends in on interest rates. First, drill down to what we are getting. Well, we're all getting money. Whether it's for a loan or the loan is nothing more than money and the rent for that money. So money is like gold, like oil, wheat, coffee, silver, etc. It's a commodity. So supply and demand dictates the price of any commodity. Supply is regulated by the Treasury, so there's no real deviation in the supply factor. I can't drill for more. I can't produce more without going to jail anyway. So it's the demand that's going to set the price. The trend for interest rates over the past month has been up. And that's predominantly because the Fed is buying less and the perception of interest rate, or excuse me, the perception of inflation increases. So the biggest fear and the biggest adjustment for interest rates is what's going to happen to inflation. And if you perceive more inflation, the rates are going to go up. Also, because the Fed is buying less in the way of bonds, that demand is going down. As demand goes down, the price is going to go back up. So or the rates are going up. The prices actually fall. There's an inverse relationship between the price of a bond and the interest rate. So that's what you get on the markets. For more information or data on interest rates, go to my website and get the free updates on interest rate trends and changes. And that's it. You'll find it at reloans.com, and they're free downloads. So welcome to that and enjoy. Wow, time goes by fast and we're out of time for this week. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click Contact Us. Leave your comments and questions. We love them. We like hearing what's on your mind, different scenarios, you name it. We'll try and accomplish an answer and get that to you. Till then, it'll be next week, and we'll bring them up on next week's show, those questions. Thank you for tuning into the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, wishing you credit worthiness. Carpe diem, everybody.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.